Greetings. Welcome to the Lexio Divina podcast, When in Doubt. It's good to start your day or supplement your day at some point with Lexio Divina. And today I'd like to begin with a blessing from Jan Richardson from her book, Circle of Grace. Seems appropriate as we await for this time of crisis to be over, the COVID-19 crisis of 2020. Blessing for waiting. Who wait for the night to end, bless them. Who wait for the night to begin, bless them. Who wait in the hospital room, who wait in the cell, who wait in prayer, bless them. Who wait for news, who wait for the phone call, who wait for a word, who wait for a job, a house, a child, bless them. Who wait for one who will come home, who wait for one who will not come home, bless them. Who wait with fear, who wait with joy, who wait with peace, who wait with rage. Who wait for the end, who wait for the beginning. Who wait alone, who wait together, bless them. Who wait without knowing what they wait for or why, bless them. Who wait when they should not wait? Who wait when they should be in motion? Who wait when they need to rise? Who wait when they need to set out? Bless them. Who wait for the end of waiting? Who wait for the fullness of time? Who wait emptied and open and ready? Who wait for you? Oh, bless. I invite you now to take some time to center your mind, your spirit, your body. Still as much as possible, just release any tension, anxiety by breathing deep, the gift of the air that God gives us. Take some time now to breathe and invite the one who adores you, who created you, who smiles upon you. Invite that one spirit into the deeper recesses of your own heart. As the music is played, breathe and welcome, invite the one who adores you. The text that we'll be meditating and praying with is from John chapter 10, 1 through 10. I'm reading from the Jerusalem Bible. I'll read it three times through, and the first time just become acquainted with the text. And then the following two times, I invite you to listen for a word or a phrase or some gift from the Spirit that gives you pause, that gives you a sense of it echoing or rippling from the center of yourself outward. But this first time through, just become acquainted with our text. John 10, 1 through 10. I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but gets in some other way, is a thief and a brigand. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The sheep hear his voice. One by one he calls his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus told them this parable, but they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. So Jesus spoke to them again. I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands. But the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. Now listen for a word or a phrase in the next two readings. I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but gets in some other way, is a thief and a brigand. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The sheep hear his voice. One by one he calls his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus told them this parable, But they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. So Jesus spoke to them again. I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands, but the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but gets in some other way, is a thief and a brigand. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The sheep hear his voice. One by one he calls his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus told them this parable, but they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. So Jesus spoke to them again. I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands, but the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pastures. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. I invite you now to take some more unhurried time with what was given. If there was a word, a phrase, an image, a feeling, something that stayed with you, take some time to notice everything about whatever was given. what its nature is, what its tone, its color. If it's an image, who's in the image or what is in the image? What are the colors, what is the lighting? If it's a word or phrase, maybe just repeat it over and over, allowing it to sink from your head farther and deeper into your center of your being, into your heart, and then turn to God and have a conversation with God, maybe by way of your journaling, asking how this is a gift for you, unique you, in this day, your skin, your context. God, how is this meant for me today? And just have an exchange with God. No hurry, no rush. And as I've shared before, maybe there isn't anything else other than just savoring it, pondering on it. And perhaps God will bring its meaning, its gift throughout this day or this week as you hang on to it or hold it lightly before yourself. Maybe God will be conversing with you the rest of this day with that, or sporadically throughout the week. And then be sure to take some time in silence and just sitting before the flame of the hearth with God, sitting silently next to you, with you, simply friends for no other purpose than to be together in silence before you conclude your time of meditation and prayer. I thank you for joining me. I pray the deepest blessings upon your waiting, your life of action and contemplation both. May you sense your heart, your life being enfolded by the Spirit of God, who is strong with love for you. Peace.